a backseat to man. She has to tell him where to go if she can, and she decides to wear his ring. So it happens all the time. Don't get low. Of a clock, let her blow it till you can't stop. She comes from above with a ton of love, 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 with a ton of love.
Bit of Laurie Anderson there to end off that set, kind of a fade down. But we had some synthy rock in that set and some, well, lots of different stuff, actually. We had Devo there with Ton of Love coming from 1980's Freedom of Choice. We also had a newer track from The Sweet Kill based out of L.A. We heard their latest single, Forbidden. And then we had something from Toronto from Cameron Noise. It's kind of an instrumental oriented group.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard a track called Hillbilly Heroin from Id's My Party.
And we started things off with the psychedelic band Weed from their 2015 effort Running Back. We heard the song Puncture. Now, coming up next, we're going to be playing a bit of music from, again, Flying Nun Records, something that we do want to highlight. And I think, you know, we may not even be able to get to everything we wanted to play, so we might end up playing some more after theme month, but that is something we do want to touch upon. Theme month is starting in February, so our next episode will be the first episode of theme month 2024, and we're going to start off with a special Black History Month episode where we focus on the music of the legendary one and only Sam Cooke. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But we're going to start off this next set with the Victor Dimish Band.
Yeah, now, you know, this is a band that took on many different forms. A lot of the members would go on to different groups, but this is an early release in the catalog, and this band was very hard to categorize. We're going to hear a selection of bands, mostly from the later 1980s era Flying Nun, but let's get started with this track. It's called It's Cold Outside here on Revolution Rock, playing a selection of early Flying Nun releases. You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host Dave, joined by Adam. And we're just about through here before Mark Krasvon takes over with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. And we've been playing a selection of tracks that's been going on the last couple of weeks in celebration just of the early music and that came out of the Flying Nun record label based out of New Zealand, inspired by a book, Needles in Plastic. And we ended off with a bit of a more rare track from a band that I believe they only ever had an EP out. I'm not 100%. A lot of these bands would just put out EPs and then they would reform as a new band with different members.
Exactly. They'd be one-off projects. And I think the Terminals definitely are one of those groups. From the Terminals, we heard Batwing. And the only release we could really associate that with was one called Disconnect from 1988. Prior to that, a band that is probably one of the better-known groups to come out of Flying Nun is the Verlaines, fantastic group that was extremely influential. We heard something from their Juvenalia album, New Kind of Hero.
And this is actually a compilation album that came out at the time. They were kind of in between albums when they were when this came out, but they were kind of, yeah, you mentioned, they were like one of those popular bands, and they were gaining interest like in the UK and in different parts overseas, and so this compilation was kind of put together compiling their early stuff and a few odds and ends. And the singer, Graham, labeled it Juvenella. How do you say that?
Juvenalia.
Juvenalia. What did I say?
Juvenella. I think it's some sort of ointment or cream. But anyway, going away from that, we started things off with Victor Dimish Band, the Victor Dimish Band, with the track It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, this is a band that they put out a bunch of releases. They were early on in the scene in the late 70s, early 80s, and then a lot of the members would go on to different groups. And that was a constant throughout this label's history. And it would feature members of other bands on the New Zealand scene. I don't have anything specific listed here in front of me, but yeah, it's really cool. And we're actually going to end off with a track from another kind of really hard to find release now, from The Expendables. This is actually a band that features Jay Clarkson, a short-lived band. They previously played as They Were Expendables and had a few releases out, but this full-length album was really good. And we're going to hear one of these tracks called Head for the Hills from In Between Gears to end off this edition of Revolution Rock.
disturb me, not worth repeating. Later we might try again. It didn't seem to me we were discussing the same subject. The shade of a tree now protecting me, talking to me.